Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that the blessing of the Lord comes upon you as you listen. Here's today's message in progress.
As we were worshiping, I saw an angel come up in front of me and offer me a cool drink. And he had this bucket and a little ladle, and it just touched my lips, and when it did, I was like, oh, I needed that. And it caused me to see. I was watching other angels in the room doing the same thing to people. Some people are dry. Some people are weary. And some people are carrying heavy burdens. And there's a place in the Spirit that I pray every one of us connects to where we have the opportunity to release our burdens and our cares and drink from the well of joy, drink from his goodness, because the earth is hard to live in sometimes. You know, there's responsibilities, there's lists, and there's timelines and demands, and sometimes we make mistakes and then we have to clean it up or whatever, or maybe we drop a gallon of milk and it spills. You know, things of the world, they're always going to be there, but here's the really good part. This is really good news. Because we're born again, Spirit-filled, we have the Holy Spirit living inside of us who leads and guides us in all truth. That's Scripture. And if we can connect with him and just like tear away from the cares of the day and just rest in him for a second, God has a way of feeding us nutrients from heaven that will sustain us just for today. He never gives us tomorrow, and he never like deals with yesterday's junk. That's what I love about him. We tend to go back and forth and try to figure things out in the world, and that's weary. That gets old and it's weary, you know, because it's impossible to do. We weren't designed to live that way. We were designed to live in the Spirit. See, every one of us has an earth suit. We're here. We're spirit beings in an earth suit. And we're going to go home someday. And when we go home, we're not going to care about if the laundry was done or the windows were washed or if we returned that phone call. And those are little foxes that spoil the vine. And they're designed by the enemy to keep us from resting in the peace of God. And one thing I know about God is, he disciplines his sheep. He disciplines his children. And I love when he disciplines me. I delight in discipline. There's a proverb that talks about that. And some people don't like discipline and they don't think they need discipline of the Lord. I feel sorry for those people because they're clueless to the opportunity. Correction always brings promotion. Correction always brings truth, and it brings life, and it disconnects us from the of our thought process, or we think we know best or whatever. And you know, I got some correction a couple days ago, and I'm still gleaming to the correction. And the correction was rest. You know, if you're thinking I'm going to get my hand spanked or no, it was just rest. Stop everything and rest. And so I called it a forced rest, and because he forced me to. And I could have disobeyed, but I would have big trouble right now if I disobeyed. I've learned, you know, I can go so far. And just like a little two-year-old, I kind of know when I'm going to get my hand slapped, so to speak. And, you know, he never hurts. He always corrects in love and kindness. And he doesn't do it to punish. He does it to bring life because he cares for us. He doesn't want us hurt. And so sometimes, you know, thank the Lord I don't struggle with this anymore. But there were my young days, you know, I struggled with sin, you know, temptation, stuff like that. And if I didn't yield to the voice of the Holy Spirit and I went on my own in my flesh, I always reaped corruption. And I had to figure it out once again. And so he wants us to grow in a place in him where we no longer rely on our logic and intellect, but we rely on the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. And we're seeing a time in the world where there's like this chaos going on out there, and it's designed by the enemy to hook us in so that we become weary. Is anybody weary of doing well? Is anybody weary from doing flesh stuff, chores? Is anybody just weary and you don't know why? You know what? Let's be real and be honest tonight. Oh, not me. I'm perfect. I could point you out in this room, and I will if I need to, but I won't. Here's the thing. There's a lot of weariness in here. And I feel like this is where we're at tonight. And you know, I was at it 15 minutes ago, okay? But I drank a substance from heaven, and it changed everything. Now, isn't that the better way? I could have took a vitamin B shot or, you know, a drink, but I didn't. You know, I'm like, I'm dragging my butt here tonight. Hallelujah. Here I am. And but here's the thing. If you show up, God will meet you. And that's what I've learned about God. I could stay home and think of a million reasons why not to come tonight. And you could do the same, but you came. So don't just come. Come believing and come expecting for what God has for you. Because you know what? It's new. It's fresh. It's not yesterday. It is new. And church people think, oh, you know, here I am, three songs, hello neighbor, you know, pass the offering, do the announcements. Or I don't even know because I don't, you know. But listen, God is alive, and he's alive in this meeting right now, and he's encountering us, and we need to position our hearts to receive his love. And I only know one way, and that's through yielding. Yeah. I don't know nothing. I think I'm a little messed up tonight, Lord. Will you help me? That's my prayer. And then boom, thank you. I'm drinking from some substance in heaven, and I feel like I'm five, okay? Who wants to feel like five tonight? Yeah, two's a little too bratty, but five, come on. Five's a good age. Grace. So we're going to deal with some weariness because we're not going until the Lord says to go in another direction. So, okay, who in here is planting a garden? Okay. Who in here is doing laundry? Who in here has to go grocery shopping? Who in here has kids that they got to deal with? I mean, is there anybody in here who doesn't have something that they're working on? Nothing? Praise the Lord. Get up here, girl. Did you drink tonight from the substance?
Too much going on.
Oh. Yeah. You know, sometimes we get busy because we don't want to deal with intimacy in the Lord. Mm-hmm. We're afraid. Yeah. If I slow down, what do I say to them? How do I deal with them? I don't know about this stuff. You know, running will get you in trouble. It'll wear you out, and you'll miss opportunities of intimacy with the Lord. That last song we sang, Abba, Father, you know, come on. Let's play it again, you know. We might. I'm just telling you. So I'm just telling you. See, we were created in the image of God. Who does not know that? Everybody knows. Okay, when you look in the mirror, what do you see? The image of God. Quit looking in the flesh. Quit looking at your list. Quit looking at all the problems and trials and the skunk in the trap. Quit. Quit. All designed as distractions. All designed as trickery. We are in a season. Now get this. The season we're in right now is a perfect season in God. I've been talking about this and I'm seeing it. To the right and to the left, things are held back for such a time as this. For such a time as this. And if you cannot recognize that this is the season we're in, you're too busy. This is a season of pouring in and pouring out. Pouring in and pouring out. It is oneness with the Father. It's growing in strength in the Holy Ghost and boldness in the Holy Ghost. And it only gets better from there. But listen, this season's not going to stay long. God has done this on purpose. Things are held back, not so that we can party and plant gardens, okay? It's because there's a time delay. There's a time delay going on right now. God has caused this time delay. It's a delay. It's designed by God so that we get rightly positioned, because a lot of us have come off the wall, pray and pray and pray and declare and declare and declare and watching in the natural things change that came from the spirit realm. Wall watchers. prayer warriors, intercessors. We've been at it 24/7 for a long time, many years, and we've watched the dam get broken away. We've watched the decay get exposed. We're watching. Now, that doesn't mean that we stop. It means take a break. Okay, if you are a wall watcher, a prayer warrior, and you go too long without a respite, you could get tricked. And so what I mean by that is, if the Lord says, come away with me and rest, don't think your position is too important that you can't leave your post. Pay attention, because the season that you're in has changed. And if you're still doing things the way you used to do, I've been talking about this for months, if you still are doing your same way of doing things, be careful. You're missing the fresh manna from heaven. There's a new doorway that he wants us all to go through. He's taking us in a doorway of deeper intimacy with the Father. Don't get comfortable at the level that you're at. Amen. Don't get comfortable. Oh, I'm used to it. I can do this and that at the same time because I'm used to it. Listen, if it becomes rote, or if it becomes like driving a car, like not paying attention because you just come, let's say everybody comes here on Wednesday nights, you know how to get here, you don't even have to think about it. If that becomes your prayer life, or if that becomes the way you're dealing in the spirit, be careful, because you've fallen into a plateau, and that's dangerous, because God's got to give us more for what's coming. We got to get right in him so that we can declare and stand. See, what we've experienced in the last, I don't even want to give the years, the numbers. Too many to think of, okay? What we've experienced in the last 6 years, what we've experienced in the last 6 years has been training ground, but there's promotion here now. And so if you're used to doing it the same way, you know, John, I'll use you an example. He's a painter. I'm sure he paints the house. He does probably either the trim first, cuts in, or rolls in. I don't know. But I bet you he does it the same all the time, because it's the way you do things. It's the flow of it. Be careful in the spirit realm of the flow of your go in God, because what he's doing is he's opening up. See, there's a hidden treasure. It's been hidden inside of us for such a time as this. Now, the time as this is not yet, but it's coming. And so we have to be positioned in him in a rested place. Well, how do we do that? We drink from the substances of heaven. Otherwise, it becomes a work of flesh. It cannot be commingled. And there's many people who are spiritual in nature and acclimated to the spiritual realm in God, but you're getting flabby. I'm just saying. Hey, I think I'm getting corrected. I'll take it. Lord, I repent. Help me. Help me get what you're trying to get me to get. See, so many people are listening to the teachings, reading the books, and following the prophecies. Be careful. Be careful. Because what God is doing is so hidden, you'll only get it if you're in a rested place in him. That's good. I'm just saying. And that all came from a little drop of a substance in heaven. So, I want to go where he wants to go. I could go, but I want him to say what we're doing, because I have an idea, but I'm not. I'm waiting. I'm yielding to the Holy Spirit's voice, because you don't need another opinion. You don't need another sermon. You need fresh manna from heaven. I'll never forget when the Lord told me, never serve leftovers. Like back in the old days in Bristol, come fresh, get fresh, and eat fresh daily. He said, they will never know if they're eating leftovers, but I know. I'm like, okay. I cannot regurgitate or give you some old plastic message from last week because it's not relevant for today. Now, I know people who are struggling. I'm working with a young man right now who is, he's in a rough place. And he's a believer and he loves God, but he thinks he knows everything. And it's kind of frustrating because I'm like, I can help you. I know the answers. And I was praying for this person tonight on the way to the meeting, and the Lord said, don't you remember when you used to be like that? I'm like, you're right. You're right. And so tonight, don't think you know anything. Because what he's doing, don't even try to think what the next sentence is, because I don't know it. Seriously, he's giving us a strategy, and it's going to come through the Holy Spirit for your next play, your next decree, your next movement in God, your next position in God. Open up and listen right now. We're all going to stop and we're going to listen to hear Holy Spirit speak to us. Where are we at right now? And what are you doing in my life? And what am I supposed to be doing right this minute? So let's just stop and take a second and honor the Holy Spirit. Okay, I'm going to pull you out for a second because we're going to do this again. Some of you are actually rehearsing a problem in your life, and that is not what this is. You're rehearsing a problem that you want to fix, and God is calling you up higher. He doesn't want you to work on that problem. He wants you to come and sit in his presence because when you're in him, you know all things. You are trying right now to figure things out in your head, which is your carnal mind. God has a solution and a strategy, but you need to come up higher. How do you do that? Want to know the answer? Holy Spirit, help me come up higher.
Holy Spirit, help me come up higher.
Amen. 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 See, it is a language of engagement. Our words are currency, and what we speak brings death and life. And that's why it's important to master our tongues. And then once we master our tongues, we master our thoughts. We put it under, what's that word? Subjection?
Submission?
Yeah, thank you. Kimmy. And so when we do that, the Spirit overrides and takes over. And so there's trickery in here with our minds, and I want to clear that out tonight. Some of you are getting uncomfortable right now, and don't get scared because I'm not calling you out tonight, okay? Just rest in his presence because you're like, this is the way I do it. This is how I always do it. I can't change. No, you can't change, but the Holy Spirit can change you. So if you're struggling right now, you'll know it. You'll be like, I'm a little anxious. I'm a little nervous. I don't know what this is about. That's actually a foul spirit that is throwing darts in your mind to keep you from receiving what the Lord is delivering tonight. So if that's you, just quietly say, mind, shut up. Holy Spirit, speak. I'm going to do what you say, Holy Spirit. Start talking to Holy Spirit like you would talk to your spouse or your coworker. Start talking. Don't just think, talk. Have relation, have dialect, have voice encounters. And when you do that, it'll grow, and the to and fro will grow. So I'm going to stop again. Oh, I just saw some blueprints open. So God's got some stuff in here tonight for us to have. So let's deal with weariness. Is there anybody still struggling with weariness in here tonight? Okay, so we got three people. Okay, so right now, I'm going to challenge you to do a trade. Okay, so weariness is on this hand. Let's just say weariness is in this hand. And let's just say that's like a card. Let's just say it's an ace. Okay, you're going to trade that ace and get the king. Okay, you're trading. You're not taking it. You're giving it to God. You give him your weariness right now. And weariness, I see it. There's like some worry and stress and trauma and blah, blah, blah. Listen, the blah, 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 I'm just telling you, the blah, blah, blah is designed to drag you down in the spirit. It's designed to keep you at about this level where you just are close but can't break through. I declare right now breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough of weariness go in the name of Jesus. The devil's a liar. He's trying to hold you back because you're on the edge right now in the spirit of a huge tipping point in God where once you tip, it's like you'll be so wet in God, you're not going back to that dry waste land. And the devil's afraid of it. So come in agreement, take the king and hold his hand and say, I receive the joy of the Lord. I let go of weariness right now. It's a lie. Emotions, be happy. Okay, tell me that didn't work. That's how easy the walk of the Spirit is. Now your mind's going to be like, well, how do I know that worked? That's when you say, I refuse to entertain that thought. And you need to not entertain that thought and say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. I put my hope in the King of Kings. I have no weariness. And when you start speaking like that, your emotions will come in alignment with the Word of God and the will of God. And so, because listen, there is breakthrough in here. I'm seeing like maps, like different, like some of them are road maps, some of them are, they look a little bit like a scroll in a couple places, and then there's these blueprints that are actual blueprints from heaven, and God wants to connect us with our blueprint so that he can build out our walk in him. Amen. Who doesn't want that? So what I say is, I receive it, Lord. Help me understand the walk of the Spirit and the season that we're in. Holy Spirit, help me not get distracted with all the stuff in the earth. I'm here for one reason, and that's to seek the face of Jesus. Jesus, where are you? I'm looking. Whoa. He don't fool around. When we beckon, he's like, here I am, here I am. The one you love. God is so awesome. I see some people, I don't know if this is prophetic or in the natural, sometimes I can't tell the difference. I see some people like shaking off the mud of the life and just, you know, like the muddiness of the day and the stress and all that. I just see like a shaking off and a desire to move forward in God. And if that's you, just say, I receive that. And if it's you in the natural, just get up and do it, you know, because I can't tell the difference. Sometimes I can't tell if it's here or there. Amen. Amen. You know, I used to be too shy to receive things from heaven. And then one day God tricked me. And I ain't shy anymore. Because when you taste and see the goodness of the Lord, when you really taste the substances of heaven, you're wrecked for this world. You're wrecked for the junk and the trash. And I'm not saying I don't like the world. I mean, I live in it, so I'm going to like it. But I love the spirit realm, and I love the kingdom of God, and I love the power and authority that he gave us to steward and use into the earth. Dead bone, come alive. Okay. Bone can't argue with that. Debt be gone. Bills be paid. Job come. What are you believing God for? Marriage restored. Wayward son united with the king. Trauma. I barely remember it. There, you can get so far delivered in God. Yeah, I've had a lot of trauma in my life. I have a hard time remembering. Well, it could be because I lost my memory 3 times. But I'm just saying. In my case, maybe I couldn't let it go, so I don't know. Yeah, I really did. I lost my memory 3 times. Completely. So, do you think the enemy wasn't after my mind?
Yeah.
You know, what's the deal with that? You know, I got a concussion when I was a young kid. You know, like 5 or something. I got hit in the head with a golf club. You know, car accident, lost my mind for, I thought it was 3 days. It was like months.
Like 6 months.
No, it wasn't that long, was it?
I don't know.
So then I start to wonder, there's a pattern here. Are there patterns in your life of destruction? If there are, there's an open door. I don't want any open doors. And that's why when the Lord said, you're sitting down for a few days, I'm like, okay. I'm on the wall, now I'm in the closet. Wow. I like the closet better. The wall, you get, you know, closet, you're just like this. In the womb where conception takes place. Who's afraid of the womb? The spiritual womb of God. Can we go there? Okay, we'll go there. Lord, I'm calling on your grace. Every idea, every gift in the Spirit is conceived in the womb of God. That's why you have to spend time in the presence of Abba. Abba, Father. Abba, Father. Abba is intimacy with the Father. Now, a lot of people have had horrible upbringings with their natural dads, so they say, I don't know if this is true, but I think it is, they say how you related in the natural realm to your father is how most people approach the Father of eternity. And if that's the case, a lot of us kind of are really messed up. And that was my case. And so you want to know how I got my breakthrough? You know, because I love my dad. I knew it by faith. You know, I wasn't beaten or anything, but I was disciplined. But, you know, we weren't a huggy family. So how do you have intimacy if you're not huggy? Okay? So I'll never forget when I was trying to figure out the walk of the Spirit. And when I met Jesus face to face, first of all, I fell madly in love with him. It was like, he did that. I couldn't do that. You know, he just like ignited something inside of me. But here's what happened. I didn't know how to love him back. And what I said to him is, I'm so screwed up. I'm a mess. I want to love you, but I have no idea how. Will you teach me how to love? And he did. It didn't happen overnight. Because relationships don't happen overnight. You don't end up in bed overnight. There is a courtship. There is a getting to know each other. And then there is a vow of oneness. And it's a holy thing. And then there is intimacy. And so in intimacy, that is where things are birthed. And isn't it just like the enemy, to cheat out believers by all the trauma and abuse and upbringing of brokenness, and then him pointing and saying, that's God, God did that, God did that. And so a lot of people think that God's a mean God, and God is the kindest, most wonderful Father ever. He cares so much about us. Who would send their son to redeem us from a curse? Who would do that? Who would sacrifice the blood? Jesus sacrificed the blood so that we could trade with him all the corruption in this earth. I mean, it's a win-win. And the only requirement is, Lord, help me. I don't know how to do it. Will you teach me? And so if we continue to come as children, here's the thing, you can't know anything. Because what I learned yesterday, even what I learned 25 minutes ago, doesn't help me right now. Fresh food, fresh manna. I need to rely on him all the time, not just when I think I need to. It's all the time. Now, do I constantly spend time thinking of God? No, not yet, but I'm working on it. When I get a chance and no one's around, I'll sit down and I'll just start worshiping and telling him how great he is. And you know what that does? Do you know what it does? It entices him. It's like, ooh, she like me. I think I'll spend some more time with her. You know, there's like a wooing. Think about your spouse. Think about courtship. It's no different. You know, and so here's the thing. God, I see him with like a, well, it's funny. I see him, you know, you remember the carnival, you know, when you do something and you get that big blow up prize. I see like a blow up hammer in this, you know, and he just wants to smash the lies. That's how easy it is to smash lies. You know, we don't need the real sledgehammer because it's just a little poof of oh, truth. Poof. Truth. Poof. Poof truth. Oh, come on, quit being so serious. I'm going to send you all back to church. I'm trading. I'm messing with you, but I'm trying to mess with you because sometimes our minds are programmed and we don't even know that we're programmed. I think I'm doing pretty good. You know, I didn't swear today. I didn't, you know, whatever. I didn't smoke. I didn't chew whatever, you know, all that weird stuff. I didn't do any of that. Listen, did you have an evil thought today? Did you judge anybody today? I'm just saying. I know I did. That's why we need him. And that's why we need him freshly, daily, hourly. Because when we stumble, we don't need to take ourselves so serious. I'm not taking myself serious. In fact, I refuse to take myself serious. I took myself serious for way too long. And I was miserable. Measure, measure, measure. Listen, I'm a mess. Jesus saved me, and that's good enough. I don't willfully sin, but when I do sin, I say, oh man, I blew it again. Here I am. Will you help me? You know, and there's some stuff I don't do anymore. But I had a, will you help me, a bazillion times before I got to the point where, oh, when did that go? I don't think like that anymore. I don't do that anymore. When did that leave? And you know what? I don't even care when it left. I'll bet you it left at a conference. That's, you know, if you think about it, because the presence is so strong, you know, and if you're working on stuff, yeah, and if you're working on stuff, stuff just leaves. It just goes. You know, so for those of you who are still taking yourself too serious, we're going to pause here for a minute. We now pause for a moment of truth. I feel like I need to break an inner vow with that, because I see like a little stabbing in the spirit, you know, like a picture, and I need to be serious, because this is serious. Seriously now. I'm making light of it. But sometimes when situations get out of control, like, you know, like if something bad happens and we didn't expect it, that got out of control. And so therefore, I'm going to be serious so nothing like that ever happens again. And I love that cup. That is the coolest cup. Yeah, squirrel, butterfly. Seriously. So here's the thing. Sometimes we say, I'm never going to let that happen to me. And you get in serious mode. And it's like a locked emotion. That's like a sticky door that you can't open or close. It's like, I'm serious. And I will be serious. And so if you're struggling with that, you don't even have to raise your hand. But this is what we're going to do. How about we all do it so the serious ones don't get too serious over this. Come on now. Father, I repent for being too serious. What happened? Well, never mind. I don't need to explain it to you. Because you know. Right now, I am letting go of the wall of seriousness. Because it was a wall of self-protection. Which I thought was keeping me safe, but really, it was keeping you out. And it actually allowed, in some cases, a religious spirit to build a foundation of lies and deception. So, Holy Spirit, I give you permission to whack that wall down. Poof. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let the joy of the Lord be your strength. Amen. Be filled with the presence of the King. Let the joy of the oil of joy, the laughter of joy, consume those areas where those walls used to be. In Jesus' name. The great exchange. Amen. Trading. We traded it tonight. Guess who got it? Jesus. Jesus took that. Seriously, I'm telling you that. Ha ha. Okay, let's see where we're going. How we doing on time, anybody know? Seriously. Yeah. I want everybody to just close their eyes, tip their head back, and drink in the presence of the King. And when you drink in, let the substance of heaven go through your body and wash away anything that needs to leave. Bye-bye. I want more, Lord. I don't want to get used to what you're giving. I want to always be wowed. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I want to see you. The veil's been torn. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I want to see you. I want to feel you. I want to know you in a deeper way. Holy Spirit, help me acclimate to your presence. Help me walk in the spirit realm. I'm seeing some of the blueprints open and go in. This is an opportunity to master the distractions. This is nothing. The little distractions, the little foxes. You just say, Holy Spirit, help me stay in. Holy Spirit, help us walk in wisdom and revelation. The spirit of wisdom and revelation. Increase, open. So half are in and half are starting to come out. I'm very impressed that you guys went. Don't come out if you don't want to. Does anybody want to share what they experienced?
I just saw like a geyser of water, but I couldn't tell if it was coming down or out.
Okay. That's good. See, we're sharing this because some of you had experiences, you're like, that's not God. And it might be a very similar to experience of somebody else's, so that's why we're sharing. Come on up, Kina.
So when you said, I don't know if it, like, it's not that I don't know if it's God or not, but I don't understand it exactly. So I've, like, had visions of Jesus before, but I've never been able to, like, see his face clearly. It was always just, like, his hair or his feet that I focused on. But this time it was, like, a windswept face. So I, because I was still nervous to see his whole face, I think. I'm not sure why. But in the picture, that was sunset, and there was a road, and there were flowers, and it was a heavenly-looking place. And there was a knight, like a knight, with the helmet and the kind of like a medieval knight on a dark horse, and he had dark armor. And Jesus pointed to him, and he came up the road. And I thought, well, that's a distraction because I'm supposed to stay with Jesus. And he kept saying, get on the horse. I'm like, I don't want to get on the horse. He said, get on the horse. I'm like, I don't want to. So I put Jesus in front of me, and I'm like, I'm standing behind him. I don't want to get on the horse. And he's like, I'm going to go with you. And we both got on the horse. And I kept trying to look behind me. And he said, look forward. Stop looking back. Mm. Look forward. Stay on the horse. And I was like, where is a dark horse in the Bible? And then my head, I can't. And I was just like, this doesn't make any sense to me. So that's.
So oftentimes spiritual things don't make sense. And if that was an encounter I had and I was going home tonight, I'd be like, Lord, why was I disobedient? Why was I afraid to look at your face? What's up? Do I have a false belief system? Like, was I raised Catholic? Was I raised, you know, are you too holy that I can't look at your face? You know,
that's probably it. Because where I grew up in Turkey, I couldn't look. I couldn't walk down the street looking up.
Yeah.
Women have to look down. So my whole childhood, I walked around looking at the ground because you're not supposed to look men in the face.
Yes.
Or that's an invitation for
ding, ding.
Misconduct.
Ding, ding, ding. So that's an opportunity. You know, for to break a false belief system, because that's a false belief system. Do you know how to do that?
I've done it before.
Okay, so you're going to repent.
Yeah.
You're going to replace it with the truth.
Yep.
And you're going to say, do it again, Jesus. and you're not going to be afraid. And you say, I'm, you know, Lord, I'm trusting in you. You know, and he will take your hand and he will lead and guide you. Mm. It's okay. It's all good. Mm. Anybody else?
Well, I'm close.
Thanks. Thank you.
Well, it started with honey flowing into my mouth, and then I felt like water spigots were going open then, and the water was coming out and kids were playing and splashing in it. And then we got on a bus, Jesus was driving, and we were going bumpy, and I'm reading a book about heaven is fun, so I know some of this is playing into it, but he was driving, bumping around us, going over bumps, and the kids in the back were hitting the ceiling, and they were sticky to the ceiling because they had honey on them.
Yeah.
So, and that's when you started talking when I came out of it.
Yeah, sorry.
That's okay.
That's the other thing. See, that's a really cool experience. Who remembers when they were little? Yeah. Who wanted the back seat of the bus?
Yeah.
You know, Jesus is fun.
Yeah.
And encounters can be fun. And the other thing I want to say is, now, I pulled Mary out when I started talking. But what happened was a living transaction in the spirit realm. She can go back and visit that. There's a doorway in heaven that she can go back into and continue in. Now, you can't force it, but there's an opportunity there. Same thing for you. Once you do your repenting, you can go back. Okay?
So my situation was, God has allowed me to go to different places, so I was trying to reenact a heavenly encounter. So I was up a redwood tree in the physical. I used to love to climb this particular redwood tree. But in the spiritual, he would give me that spiritual eyes and the spiritual feeling of being in 250 feet up in a redwood tree. And then I said, but that's not what we're doing here tonight. You had that vision already. let's go to the well of joy that you're trying to get to. So I shifted out of it. It was just a stepping stone to help me get into this well of joy that I've been wanting to get to. So I just let it happen, and I sensed new manna, the new manna of joy that is in all of us. And I started just hanging there. And a lot of that is inexpressible. You just know when you busted through. So it was good to say, new manna tonight. Let's go to the joy place.
Amen. Thank you, John. So a couple things. John, his first place he went to was a familiar place, and that's okay. You know, there's sometimes I go to the same place in a garden, you know, often. And then from there, I go other places, you know. So it's okay to start in one place. There's a pathway there. And then, you know, John made the decision, hey, I'm going after the new manna. And so guess what? He got new manna. Amen. Anybody else want to share?
So I actually wasn't seeing this time, but all day I've been hearing a song, you know, that goes like, pull me a little closer, take me a little deeper. I want to know your heart. And I thought it was just a song, you know, I know he's been singing it. I woke up with it. And so, yeah. So a song.
That's awesome. And so, like Kim just said, she wasn't seeing. Here's the thing. You don't have to see. You are in the spirit realm right now, whether you see something, feel something, or not. You are a spirit being. And just because it didn't happen, or you don't think it didn't happen, it happened. You just haven't, that door hasn't cracked open where you actually are seeing or experiencing. But you are a spiritual being, and so spiritual encounters are happening all around you, whether you realize it or not, okay? And that is normal. That's a normal way to live. So don't think, oh, I'm not special. Hey, you're special. We're all special. So, any other questions before we move on? Or any? What's that?
What
she?
We were having fun.
It was a joke. I took the seriousness down.
I just had a white background, or basically a white background, and all I saw was like twinkling lights, just moving all over, just a lot of twinkling lights. And it just dawned on me that they were angels.
Okay. That's good. So did you hear him say, it just dawned on me? So sometimes when I have encounters with the Lord, half the time I don't know what's going on. But as I ask him questions, oh, that's what that was. Or, oh, and sometimes if I don't understand something, I'll say, could you explain this to me? And he may not right then and there, but he may give me a dream, or I may read it in the scripture, and I'll be like, oh, that's what he was trying to get me to understand. Thank you. Anybody else? Yeah, yeah. Oh, give her the old mic-a-roni.
I didn't either, but.
We won it. Mine was just different. I just said, Lord, what do you want me to do? He says, Linda, spend some time with me. Spend time like you used to spend the time with me.
Don't you love that?
Yes.
So he gave an invitation, a special invitation. I love that. You know, that's my favorite. You know, today that's my favorite. Amen. And so I would be like, I will spend time, but help me spend time. You know, because we all want to spend time, but stuff comes up. And so Holy Spirit, help me spend the time. Help me train my flesh. Thank you, Linda.
Just a fairly simple one.
Yeah.
It was more like you were talking about that substance from heaven that you were drinking. Now I could just see the pail and the ladle that you would use and drinking that. And as I was doing that, I was above that wall of seriousness, and I was watching that thing go down.
Yeah.
And it was no big deal.
Yeah.
It was like, see ya. And as I'm talking about it right now, I just get chills just running through me. But so it was good to knock that seriousness out of me.
Amen. That's awesome. Yay, God. I got to go, hoo-ah! Ow. No. Anybody else? Did this bless you tonight?
Yes.
Who in here is feeling weary? No. Who's the serious one in here tonight?
We hope you enjoyed today's message. You can download more messages at our store from spiritofgodworldwide.com.